Supreme game taking over. That's a promise, not a threat. Uppercut season, no time. You stop breathing.
Yeah. What's good, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Real Talk, where, as always, if shit's real, we talk about it. Yo, I'm your host for tonight, Pat Schofield, an England representative. And as always, I got my man with me. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Yo, what it do, man? It's your nigga, Jesus Shutterworth the God, a.k.a. the GOAT artist, Mr. L to the B. It's Monday night basketball. Monday night boxing, nigga. The bestest sport in the whole entire world. Because when something great in boxing happens, everybody shuts down and they pay attention. No other sport captures everybody's attention more than boxing. That's facts. Disagree? Shoot the fade, nigga. But yeah, we in here, ringgangradio.com forever. Let's get it. Monday night.
Yes, sir. Ring gang in the house forever and always. And as always, I got my other man with me. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Hey, yo, what's good, y'all? Renho, this is your boy, King P, Bodega P, Bodega Boxing, the building. Ring Gang Radio all day. Let's go. Monday night boxing. Shit, it's going to be a fun night tonight. We got some shit to talk about. You know what I'm saying? The computers is putin'. So Ring Gang is going to ring gang. You know what I'm saying? What we do best. Let's get it.
Computers,
yes, sir. Hey, P, do we have anyone banned from the bodega? Because I'm pretty sure there's some people that can be banned.
Oh, yeah. Everybody on that fucking undercard, aside from Charles Conwell, is fucking banned. Because y'all...
The headliners.
The headliners are all fucking banned, aside from Conwell. Because y'all are some fucking trash. No fucking... Like, y'all damn near put me to sleep before the fucking main event with y'all struggle-ass fucking fights. I had to go out.
The Barbosa fight did put me to sleep, actually.
I walked out like after like six rounds to go fucking go get drinks and go get food. It's because I was not trying to watch that shit no more. I was tired. Muffin Top Beck was fucking, that shit was fucking trash. what's his name? Scrappy Ramirez. Yeah, let me tell you.
He wasn't ready.
Take the S out of Scrappy, and you have my opinions of Scrappy Ramirez. Take the S out.
Scrappy was literally selling the undercard because everybody was like, "Well, you know, the Scrappy fight is going to be good." And then he gives like a mid performance. It was
I would rather watch Scrappy do than Scrappy Ramirez.
God damn.
Let me add him.
That's more entertaining than this motherfucker. I looked up to see what he was, and sure enough, he's Honduran. God damn, all these Hondurans right now can't get their shit right. What the fuck?
Scrappy really fumbled the beef. He fucked up his title opportunity, but he'll be back. I mean, maybe.
We'll get more into it on the card. Shout out to Conwell, though. Conwell did his thing.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Charles Conwell, man. And last but certainly not least, I got my other man with me. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Hey, what's really fly is your boy, Conscious Pilot, West Coast Avenger, preparing for liftoff. Ring Gang Radio, we got a big one coming now, man. Pause. No diddy.
Let's get it. I was about to say, I was like, what? Nigga, this is 10:30. You got to watch your English, bro. But, yeah, that's
Conscious Pilot. Fuck, the Shogun finale tonight.
Yeah, no.
My bad. They just hit me.
Yeah, that'll be tomorrow for me. I need to watch that shit tomorrow. But yeah, no, that's Conscious Pilot. He stays elevated above the clouds. You dig? But we gave some, our few opinions on the Golden Boy card. We'll get to that in a minute. But I just want to again, though, I always show them OTX cards, bro. You gotta watch them. Like, they're on the Zone and they have a YouTube. Like, the cards on there, like. For old school boxing heads, if you were a fan of KO Nation back in the day, that's what OTX boxing is.
Like, hey, shout out to Brent Adams. I was happy he got that KO. I didn't expect that shit. Because Villarreal's tough. I see Villarreal on all these club cards, giving work, you know what I'm saying? And he got bodied.
Brent Adams. Yeah, shout out to Brent Adams, coming back like he didn't fucking leave, and he bodied dude with a vicious body shot. Like, that shit was mad audible. Like, that's the shit they teach you. It was textbook, man. Shout out to... hopefully that maybe, he gets his shit together.
Off a 3-year layoff, bro. I mean, hopefully he wins this tournament because, they're doing this little tournament thing.
Yeah, no, yeah. Before, and so. Yep, and he had the first 154 fight on there, and of course, it was one because 154 is the GOAT division, and of course, the first tournament fight there was a fucking war, you know. So again, shout out to that was a beautiful, like beautiful brawl, but especially I gotta give a smooth shout out to a gatekeeper that, you know, you've seen him on Golden Boy card, you've seen him on PBC card, you've seen him on Top Rank card, you've seen him on Matchroom cards, Dakota Linger. Like, Dakota Linger is most famously known for possibly ending the career of Josue Vargas, you know, brutally. You know, because Josue Vargas hasn't fought since, you know, and, you know, he's given the hard fight, and he basically,
Ain't no possibly about it.
Josue Vargas, like, honestly, if he's still on the Top Rank roster, I'll be fucking shocked.
No, he's not. He's venturing into other business we're not going to talk about.
Yeah. You know, nigga, I almost forgot about that shit, nigga. Like,
nah, I heard him on a. He called like some club card, but yeah, he's game. I mean, he's bad.
That dude's career is like all but dead though. But Dakota Linger, like, say, you know, dude, like, you know, he's one of the ones like you. If you have a prospect or someone who's not on their shit tonight, Dakota Linger will come to that ring and give you some problems, give you major problems, you know. And Kurt Scobie. Now, Kurt Scobie has been a prospect, you know, and he's a good one too. I mean, he has the tragic backstory. He was a former football player, which was strike one. I know LB is like, football player, oh, that's all I need to know.
He's also 28, because I used to compare him and Ernesto Mercado, but I realized Mercado's like 22 and he's like 28, you know what I'm saying? So
no, Mercado is a far better fighter, but yeah, Scobie
had both at 140, you know, the same similar position in a sense, you know, fighting on these lower level, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Scobie kind of got into, you know, Scobie got, you know, got on naturally because he bodied Hank Lundy in two rounds, you know, last year. So it's like, you know, he was 13-0 with 12-0 with 11 knockouts. Like, dude looked like he was going to be a problem at 140 at some point though. But, and you know, dude was acting like the Joker, you know, talking about asking Dakota why so serious and shit like that. Well, nigga, that you found out why that nigga was so serious too. Because after two rounds, Scobie gassed from the pressure, and Linger put hands on him. Like, real, like, you know, if you ever seen Linger fight, yeah. The dude, Linger comes from the tough man circuit. So, you know, that motherfucker, like, you know, he doesn't, like, I mean, he throws all these weird punches, and he pushes you, and he wrestles you into the corners, into the ropes, and throws hard.
He's that new, what's that guy's name that was upsetting everybody a few years ago? He was a former
Clay Collard?
Yeah, he's basically the new Clay Collard, yeah.
Yeah, basically. You know, yeah, true. Like, there's not really much of a difference, you know, like, damn. You know, except Linger has a better record.
and the ref was, I mean, that ref might have been a little worse than the Harvey Duck, because...
The ref was given, because, you know, Scobie is signed by Lou, that's a Lou DiBella fighter.
No, I heard OTX signed for like OTX supposedly signed for like an 8-fight deal, but now it's like, you know, so they try to, you know,
yeah,
but they couldn't because Scobie just—he was gassed, you know. Too much.
Yeah, he was gassed, and he was just catching shots, and then, I mean, he was landing Dakota Linger like 5-6 punch combinations, and then after snapping his head back on the ropes in the sixth round, they stopped it, you know, and like I said, gambling wise, that's the huge that's the biggest upset this year because Linger was plus 1600. Scobie was a minus 5,000 favorite. He was 50-1 in that fight. Like, he was supposed to win that fight. So he's out of the ring. So if you put money on Linger anyway, you made out like a fat rat. And I think some people actually did. Because I remember I saw some people on Twitter actually posting that they actually put some money on him. So again, shout out to Linger, man. Like I said, you know, boxing, you know, we always say, you know, there's always the stars and stuff like that, but the gatekeepers, man, like, you gotta shine a light on them, you know, and, you know, Linger, you know, obviously will probably be signed for more OTX cards, though, but yeah, like, you can't sleep on the gatekeeper. If you're not on your shit, if your skills are not where they need to be, your condition is not near where it needs to be, then you're going to get upset.